It's Taking the Lead with Ray Gustafson. WSJM.
7:14 on Taking the Lead. Welcome to your Wednesday, September 11th, 2019. Glad you could join us this morning. Doug Cunningham over in the WSJM newsroom. So the governor ran on a campaign pledge to fix the damn roads.
That's right, her centerpiece for her campaign.
And so now the governor and our lawmakers has the budget been approved? Is this what they're submitting, I guess? And it doesn't have a plan to fix the roads?
They've agreed to postpone once again to kick it down the road.
Kick the can down the road.
Not do it anymore. And look, I think that if that was the centerpiece, and it was, of the governor's campaign, fix the damn roads, she said she would not sign a budget unless it had the money, adequate money in it, to fix the roads. But now, because the Republican legislature is not agreeing to come up with the money, the real money, $2.5 billion in extra road funding
over and above per year for
many years.
Right.
Because of that, the road fix is not in this budget. Chamber of Commerce, in an unusual move for this organization, actually pressed lawmakers. I did an interview with Rich Studley about this, the head of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, earlier in August.
Right?
And they were saying, look, it has to get in. It should be in by October 1st. And they said that the governor and the legislature should embrace a shared responsibility. And they said politicians who don't do this, they'll make sure, they said at the time, the Chamber of Commerce said at the time, that it would make sure that if they didn't do this, Chamber would let people know that these politicians are for bad roads. So what we did, we decided to check back in with the Chamber of Commerce to get their reaction on this news that the fix the damn roads money will not be in this budget. So our Andrew Green spoke with Rich Studley, head of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, again, to get his reaction over these latest developments.
Okay, so as you know, the governor and state legislative leaders announced on Monday they have reached an agreement to at least have a budget in place by the end of September. It does not include that $2.5 billion extra for the roads, though. So what is the Michigan Chamber of Commerce's reaction to this news out of Lansing this week?
Road funding is a critical issue in terms of job creation and economic growth. Good roads are critical to travel and tourism, agribusiness, and manufacturing. So it's a top priority at the Michigan Chamber for the 5,700 job providers we represent across the state. Personally, I'm optimistic that the governor and legislative leaders will continue to work on road funding. But it's also important that for taxpayers across the state, for cities, villages, townships, school districts, community colleges, higher ed, for thousands and thousands of state employees, it's really important to have a state budget in place by October 1st. So I think they've just changed the order of doing things. Instead of working on road funding and then the budget, they're going to do the budget and then go back to road funding. I believe that the governor is to be commended, and so are the state's legislative leaders, for working to keep the state moving forward.
So you're at least glad that there won't be a government shutdown come October 1st.
A shutdown of state government would have been completely unnecessary and reflected very poorly on both the legislature and the administration. So, again, from the Michigan Chamber's perspective, we're glad that the governor and the four legislative leaders were the adults in the room. There's no good reason why a budget can't be in place by October 1st. After October 1st, the roads won't fix themselves. So we'll be encouraging the governor and legislative leaders to go back to work on a long-term road funding plan.
Does the Chamber of Commerce have a position on how road funding should be found here in Michigan?
Historically, at the Michigan Chamber, we have supported user fees, motor fuel taxes, and motor vehicle registration fees. We believe that the people and businesses that use the road should pay for the roads. The other advantage in Michigan is that motor vehicle registration fees and motor fuel taxes can't be diverted to other uses, whether it's welfare or prisons or something else. Under our state constitution, transportation-related user fees can only be used to fix the roads. So that's been our preference. What we have said very clearly, based on feedback from our members around the state, is that we support a three-part solution. One, we do support reprioritizing current revenue. Two, we do support cost-saving reform measures like Senate Bill 431 that deals with over-regulation of sand and gravel, and we're also open to new revenue. Study after study after study has shown that we have a multi-billion dollar need to invest in transportation infrastructure. We have to do a better job repairing Michigan's crumbling roads and bridges. So this is a big problem that needs a big solution. I think in the end, there'll be 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different moving parts to a comprehensive solution. But we expect to be able to support most, if not all, of them.
I know in Michigan we don't have any toll roads. Has the Chamber ever talked about that idea, implementing some tolls here in Michigan?
There has been some discussion about toll roads. The challenge is that we're largely a peninsula state. Toll roads are a more practical solution for the states to the south. Indiana, Illinois, and Ohio all have toll roads. Some of that is historical, and some of that is an awful lot of traffic through those states, travels from east to west or west to east. A lot of the travel through our state is north to south, and so there's limited potential for toll roads in Michigan. It's something worth looking at, but it's not the kind of change that can be done immediately or that would generate a lot of revenue.
Moving forward now, is there any particular plan that the Chamber has to sort of pressure state lawmakers and the governor to get back to work on the road issue?
We'll continue to work to educate and inform undecided lawmakers about the need to move forward before year end on a new road funding plan. It's our job at the Michigan Chamber to work with the governor and legislative leaders, and we'll do everything we can to encourage and support them to come up with a strong, comprehensive proposal that can receive bipartisan support in the state Senate and the Michigan House. And like a lot of other business organizations, we're prepared to support a good plan. We'll just have to wait and see on the details. Part of the good news is that here in Michigan, historically, fixing the roads has been a bipartisan issue, and it has also been an issue where business and labor can work together. So I think that there's still a window of opportunity to tackle this problem, especially while we're in a non-election year. If the issue were to carry over into next year, 2020 being an election year, it gets progressively more difficult every day you move farther and farther into the election cycle. But there's still a good window of opportunity to get this issue resolved in a fair, in a balanced, in a comprehensive, and a responsible way. And that's our goal.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
Not that I can think of right offhand, other than the governor and legislative leaders are to be commended for approaching the budget and road funding in the spirit of teamwork and cooperation. I'm confident that they can get this done, and failure to enact a budget would have reflected poorly on everyone involved in state government. So I'm glad we're going to avoid that problem.
That's Michigan Chamber of Commerce President Rich Studley talking with WSJM News reporter Andrew Green. So, Doug, okay, let me see if I can break this down a little bit. So, all right, I understand government shutdowns are bad. We definitely don't want to have a government shutdown. I understand that and I get it. But I'm going to say it again. They're just kicking the can down the road.
Ray, there is absolutely no reason there should have been a budget shutdown. The lawmakers have known this for years and years and years, that Michigan's infrastructure is crumbling, that we are suffering from it, that business is suffering from it. Governor Whitmer put a proposal on the table immediately, very quickly after she came to office. She put a proposal on the table that would have actually increased the $2.5 billion in constitutionally protected transportation revenue. It would have created that money, okay? That's exactly the money that we need to really get a real road fix, to fix the damn roads, quote unquote. And the lawmakers said, oh, no, we can't possibly do that. And you just heard the chamber, among other things that Rich Studley just said. He said that they favor user fees, he called them, which includes the motor fuel tax. Now, here we have a very clear problem in Michigan, a very real problem that we're all dealing with every single day that's hurting our business, hurting our residents. We have a lawmaking body sitting there with a proposal on the table that would have come up with the money that study after study, including former Governor Snyder's study, said that we need. They
right.
failed. They failed the Michigan people. They failed Michigan's infrastructure. There is absolutely no reason that a proposal to really fix the roads should have caused a budget shutdown.
And I think,
or a state government shutdown, rather. There's no reason it should have done that. They had a proposal right in front of them to get the money to really get the job done, and they failed.
And I think you and I, you know, we've had this discussion before, and I would not be in favor of a 45-cent per gallon gas tax increase to do that. And I know that was her original proposal. And you're right. She did have, you know, she did lay out a proposal, and I think it was probably just to get the conversation going. I don't know.
Well,
if she was,
she also said to them, Ray, she said, look, if you don't like this,
then
bring me something else that'll really get it done.
And they didn't.
And they failed. That's why I said that they failed. They failed the people. They failed our state. They failed infrastructure. And by the way, there's never going to be any more leverage and pressure on the legislature to fix the roads than there is at budget time, okay?
Well, yeah.
So they should have got the job done. I mean, when you, I am just flabbergasted, to be honest, about how this came down, because Governor Whitmer made this a centerpiece of her campaign. And this assumption that insisting that we come up with the real money to fix the roads would somehow have had to shut down Michigan government is crazy. It didn't have to do that. If these lawmakers embraced the shared responsibility to fix Michigan roads, which is what the Chamber of Commerce said earlier back in August that they should do, if they really embraced that shared responsibility, the lawmakers could have said, okay, Governor, we don't like the 45 cents a gallon fuel tax. Here's what we'll do. We'll cut the... We'll do this or we'll do that.
Yeah,
We'll cut that tax in half, and we'll come up with the money elsewhere, and we'll do a combination of it, and we'll come up with a $2.5 billion. The responsible thing to do would have been to say, okay, if you don't like the 45 cents a gallon gas tax, then come up with another plan, but a plan that will really come up with the $2.5 billion extra we need to fix the roads. But instead of doing that, they just kicked it down the road and said, maybe later we'll keep talking about it.
Yep, and so this time next year, they'll be talking about it again.
Yeah, I'm sure folks, you know, listening at home, if your roof has a big hole in it, it's crumbling and falling down, and your house foundation is falling down, what do you want to do? Do you want to sit around and talk about it some more while the rain pours in and the crumbling of the foundation of your house continues? Or do you want to come up with the money to save it and to do it right and to take care of the problem? And that's the problem, that they are so afraid of their various constituencies that they will not take an action that they know for sure is in our public interest. Rich Studley, just now talking to our Andrew Green, said good roads are critical. They're critical to business, and they're a top priority of the chamber. They also said that they would favor motor fuel tax and registration fees, and they've also said there would be a three-point thing plan now that they would favor going forward.
Yeah.
A combination of reprioritizing some spending, some cost-saving reform, and coming up with some new revenues. So they failed, both the governor and the legislature failed in this round to quote unquote fix the damn roads. And who suffers for it? The state of Michigan, all of us who drive, and state business and economic development are suffering.
So real quick, we're just about out of time here, Doug. So what's next then?
They still have budget work to do to get this wrapped up by October 1st, even without the road funding. They still have to come up with the details and fill all that in. And in the meantime, after that gets put into place, then we're going to head right into a campaign season.
Exactly.
2020,
talked about that.
And that's very difficult. We're going to have a post up on our Facebook page, WSJM's Facebook page, in just a few minutes. And you can weigh in on this issue if you'd like to comment on it and tell us what you think. I'm very interested to see what folks listening to WSJM think about this. And so we'll have that post up momentarily in a few minutes on the Facebook page, WSJM Facebook page. And you can come to that page and you can comment and weigh in. I'd love to hear your opinions on this whole problem.
All right. Thanks, Doug.